Well, my next guest certainly describes herself as a woman and is the principal organiser of the rally that was held in Melbourne on Saturday. Angie Jones describes herself on Twitter as a gender heretic, a woman, a lefty, a women's right activist and a rad femme. And Angie is on the line. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
There seems to be a lot of confusion over what the rally was all about on Saturday down in Melbourne. Many are describing it as an anti-transgender rally. What was the purpose of the rally, Angie?
The purpose of the rally was to give a voice to women who've been impacted by the ludicrous self-identification laws that say that any man can self-identify as a woman, and we have to accept it in all circumstances. They don't have to change anything about themselves. Simply the self-declaration is enough to admit them to any women-only service. We object to that. We've been impacted by it in real life, and that's it.
How have you been impacted by it in real life, Angie?
Well, I run a crisis service for women, and we have women-only sessions, and biological males have been turning up to those. Now, I was in the room when a rape victim didn't realise there was a biological male in the room. She shared the story of her brutal daylight rape in Melbourne City, and as we went around the room and spoke to people, the man who was sitting behind her spoke, and she heard his male voice, and I saw the look on her face. Now, she never came back to this support group. And the person who was there looked like a man, but he had obviously had breasts. And that was the only, you know, and a ponytail. So we're talking about someone who, you know, says they're a woman, but, you know, hasn't gone through all the medical procedures and things that people normally associate with someone who is transgender. Because the transgenders we all think about, the, you know, the effeminate gay men who are uncomfortable in their femininity and go on and have procedures to make them feel calm in their bodies and live as a woman, they never thought they were actually women. What we have now is young men who look at pornography, see women represented there, find it appealing, try to emulate that in real life. And you can tell that by the overly sexualized way that they dress. Those men don't have gender dysphoria. They're not uncomfortable in their bodies. They have gender euphoria, where they're aroused by the idea of themselves as a woman. It's a thing called autogynephilia, and it's in the DSM-5.
All right.
And those men are the problem, not genuine transgender people. That genuine transgender people are not the problem.
Right, okay. But, I mean, as a percentage of the population, we're talking about a very small number of people, aren't we?
We were when a few years ago, but not anymore. I can't leave my house without seeing somebody who identifies as a woman, who is a male, or who is non-binary, and I see a lot of young women too who identify as men. And why wouldn't you in a porn-soaked society identify as a man if you didn't want to be, you know, demeaned like, you know, children are bombarded with pornographic images these days? You know, of course, if I was growing up now, I wouldn't want to be a woman either.
Right.
But, you know, we were talking about a small group of the population, but if you go into any high school, every single classroom has someone who identifies as the opposite sex or non-binary.
Okay. My guest is Angie Jones. Angie is the principal organiser of the rally that was held in Melbourne. And look, I think what most people saw when they saw the events that happened on the steps of Parliament House on Saturday, probably what they mainly registered was a group of neo-Nazis engaging in what looked like a bit of an act of self-promotion. Were they invited to be a part of your rally?
They have nothing to do with us. We find their views abhorrent and they find us abhorrent. On Twitter, they accused us, they said they despised us and that we were trying to turn people into lesbians, which we found quite amusing. The thing that we had nothing to do with them, they were invited behind the line by the police. They were invited behind the line because these men, who we didn't know who they were, turned up to fight with the anti-fascists, because the anti-fascists issued a challenge to them that we were going to fight the right on the 18th of March. And they deliberately frame women standing up for women's boundaries and for children's safeguarding. They deliberately frame as us as the most abhorrent thing, which next to pedophiles is Nazis, so that they can justify trying to stop us from speaking. Now, we called it Let Women Speak, because we can't get a chance to speak. No one will listen to us. And the strange thing was, when you look at the footage, when you look at the photos, when you speak to the journalists, not one of them took a picture of our event. Not one of them interviewed anyone at our event. None of the organisers, nobody who spoke, nobody who was saying these things has watched the live feed from our event where brave women told their stories.
Right. Well, because of the appearance of those neo-Nazis at your rally on Saturday, a lot of people have said that the rally, which is due to be held, I believe, today in Tasmania, that it should be banned because of the appearance. Is that rally going ahead today, Angie?
From what I'm aware, it's going ahead. But, of course, now police are worried about women's safety. This is all a big deflection to take away our voice. Women have a right to single-sex spaces. They have a right to boundaries around anyone. Doesn't matter how they identify, but men cause the most harm to women. And at the moment, any man can say, I'm trans, and it's a golden ticket into women's private spaces.
Right. So you're not anti-men, are you? You're pro-women and sticking up for women and women's rights and preserving women's spaces like toilets, etc.
Right. And unfortunately, most of the violent crimes committed against women are by men. And what's happened is people accept the normal safeguarding that men aren't allowed to go into women's spaces because women deserve privacy, and also because a very small minority of men are a risk to women. It is those men that shouldn't be allowed in women's spaces who are taking advantage of the self-ID laws to access us. It's predatory men. We're against those. And the opportunity that this legislation has given those men is impacting on people in real life. And nobody wants to talk about it because nobody's allowed to criticise that gender ideology.
All right. So you're saying there are men who are using these new sort of, well, I don't want to call them social norms, but they can now, you're saying, identify as women and access women's toilets and things.
It's happening everywhere. There are men walking into the change rooms at pools, into the women's change rooms, and dropping their dacks and saying, I'm a woman, you can't do anything about it.
Right, okay. Interesting. All right, look, thank you very much for your time. Just on the subject of the Nazi salute, we heard earlier from the Attorney General down in Victoria that they're making moves to ban the salute. I mean, I'll play devil's advocate and say, look, it's just somebody sticking their hand in the air. Do you think it should be made a criminal offence?
I think it's abhorrent. I think it's absolutely repulsive what they did, that they were invited in there by the police. They had nothing to do with us. But I think, you know, people want to ban women from speaking. And how far is this going to go? Like, this is sort of totalitarianism. This is fascism. And this, you know, we should be laughing at the Nazis. We should be not mocking them, not making them bogeymen, you know, and giving them, you know, front page attention, because that's how they recruit. We should be laughing at them and saying, oh, go away, you silly boys, and ignoring them. We don't need the legislation because we're banning everything at the moment. We're banning women, and women need to speak. If anyone wants to see what we were on about, watch the live stream. Let Women Speak Melbourne.
All right, Let Women Speak Melbourne. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Angie.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. Yeah, look, in a sense, I think Angie's right. All the focus has been on the Nazis there, on the channels of the... And this is the group they're a part of, the National Socialist Network. There was a group of about 20, and they were dressed in black, and most of them were wearing masks and doing the Hitler salute. And they've been getting all the attention. I think Angie's right. There was no attention for what the rally was actually all about.